Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gill, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Rhea's going to join us coming up in a little bit. We have a few big Eagles injury news, but one huge one to get to. And a lot on Jalen Hurts as the show goes through with this offense as we look forward to the game against the Bucs on Sunday. We start here, though. Should the Phillies just let Schwarber go for it? By the end of today?
Yes.
You're right. I haven't said this all week. Hugh Douglas is right on this. There's not many people wrong on this.
What do you mean?
This is the first time you're right all week.
Not at all.
Well.
Everybody celebrate.
Yeah. You've had a tough week.
I have not. I was right about that Jalen
thing. You're about to take another direction.
I was right about that Jalen thing. I don't care what nobody say.
Yeah.
Well, that's part of the problem.
Yeah, the fact that you think you're right.
I was right.
Every piece of evidence says you're wrong.
I was right.
Okay, so but I'm happy. Ooh, we got to Thursday. You got to your first right take of the week, and that is, let Schwarber go for this.
Go for it.
The idea of sitting him this week, I actually think it'd be a detriment to the Phillies. As much as you, Elliot, you, whoever, might worry about some sort of injury this weekend, let's play it out. Let's say the Phillies did prioritize rest. Everyone gets two out of the last four games off. Let's just go with that idea. I mean, then these guys would play like two games in the span of 9 days before the first playoff game. I don't want that. I mean, that's a recipe, Hugh, for them coming out cold in game one of the division series.
Yeah, and listen, for all the angst we've had about the pitching and the relief pitching and all this other stuff, the problem has been hitting. And the fact that Schwarber is this hot this late in the season, I mean, let the man go. That's how I look at it. You know, when you talk about having 8 home runs this late in the game, and last year we talked about how the bats went cold and everything. I like it. Keep it going. Whatever mojo they have going, keep that going.
Yeah, look, there is a scenario where some of these guys this week, and like Bryce has been sick this week. He didn't play yesterday or today. Obviously, JT Realmuto got banged up two nights ago with a hand. Like, if someone is banged up, it's different. And if this was a pitcher.
He ain't banged up.
No, that's different. If this was a pitcher, I would feel the opposite. Like, if there was a pitcher on the team going for a strikeout record, right, that pitchers get hurt pretty often. And you're going out there in a meaningless game and pitching and going extra. That would be silly to me. That's not this. This is four at-bats for a DH. Let the guy go for it, and I'm rooting for him. I hope he breaks the record. Ryan Howard has been on the record, and you know those two guys have spoken. And Ryan Howard, from what we understand, is rooting for him. I think it'd be awesome. And, Hugh, you brought something up before the show. Listen, he gets this record. I think it could put even more pressure on the Phillies to make sure this guy doesn't walk out the door.
Yeah, that's a lot of pressure to have on a guy who's in a contract year to let him go after he's already endeared himself to the city. No question about that. But after he's done something like that and taken over the record of such a beloved player in Ryan Howard, I think it would be foolish for them to even let him negotiate with another squad.
Well, I mean, how are they going to stop that?
Well, I'm just saying, I would tell him right away, like, hey, man, we about to pay you a hell of an amount of money. We like, give him a blank check.
Blank check? Yeah, wow, nice we've started off the blank check talk early.
This is very surprising from you.
I know.
Just handing out money?
You're kind of cheap.
This is unlike
I'm
you.
I'm like, for what he's done and what he's been for this city, man, and in this time and where I think this team is going, I think it's appropriate. I think it's very appropriate.
10 years, $500 million.
Hugh Douglas.
That's a lot of money.
Spending Middleton's money,
I wouldn't give him that, but you said blank check. So what if he writes down 10, $500? What are you going to say?
I'll laugh and be like, listen, okay. Kyle,
so it's not really a blank check.
Well, I'll just be like, okay,
moved
dog.
Off that real
well,
quick.
Well, I'd be like, okay, let's be realistic.
Oh, okay.
It's a lot of money.
A great negotiator.
Yeah, I know. Hardline stance. Never mind.
Hardline Hugh.
Hardline Hugh. All right. Let's hear from Rob Thompson after the game last night on will he give him any rest or just let him play.
How great would it be to see Kyle Schwarber break the franchise record for home runs in a season? Yeah, for him, you know, Ryan Howard's a great player. He really is. I got a lot of respect for him. But it'd be nice to see Schwarb break it. He's had one heck of a year, and he's a heck of a person. So, and like I said, records are meant to be broken.
How will you balance that this weekend, though? If the games maybe get to a point where they don't have a ton of meaning, like wanting to let him have a chance to break it, but also maybe rest guys?
Well, I think I'll talk to him, but I think I'll give him a chance to break.
All right, so he said he'll talk to him, but he thinks it'll give him a chance to break. Let's hear from Schwarber after the game, asked about all this, and I think Schwarber answered it well, but I felt listening. He wants to go for it.
Everything that we got to do is in front of us. It's, you know, and it's about finishing healthy, and you know, but you also have to field a lineup too. So I'm also kind of at the bottom of the totem pole there, where, you know, I don't play the field much. So you know, I'm always going to be ready to play a game, and if it, like I've always said, if it happens, great. If it doesn't, great. You know, I'm not worried about that. I'm worried about getting all of our guys through the end of 162 and then everyone being ready to be healthy and push towards what we need to go to.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
So when Schwarber was talking there, if there's one aspect of this here that I think is a little bit tricky for Topper, like, So a month ago, if you had told me the Phillies would clinch with 2 weeks to go, right, they'd have nothing to play for the final weekend, I might have said, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if Schwarber takes a few days off that last weekend and Topper uses the DH spot to give other guys half a day off but keep them sharp with at-bats. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, if this record wasn't in play, I could have seen Schwarber take a day off or two the final weekend.
Yeah, chill out.
Chill out, and we'll use the DH spot for, you know, whoever you want to just put in there. Mm-hmm. Right? Someone who maybe played the field a lot this year, we want to keep him in the lineup for his... That's not possible now, right? Like, now, if Schwarber's playing, he's going to DH this weekend. So, that's a tiny complication. It's not enough for me not to go for it, but come on, let the guy go for it.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think you should. I mean, you're like, he's not playing every day. I mean, he's not out there in the field, you know.
Which would be different.
I think if he was out in the field, it'd be definitely different.
Yeah, if he wasn't a DH, I think it complicates things a little bit because he'd get hurt in any aspect of the game. And again, if he had some sort of injury this season that we were talking about, that's different too.
Let him. Durable.
Yes, he is. Let him go for it. Chuck in Mount Airy up on WIP this morning. Hey, Chuck.
Yo, Jillio, what's the dealio here?
What up,
Chuck? What's up?
Good morning, fellas. Listen, man, thank you, Cal, for letting me lead off. I truly appreciate it. But let me just say this real quick, right? It was a couple weeks ago I made a statement, and I got ripped to shreds for it.
What'd you say?
I said that Kyle Schwarber's home runs are meaningless, you know, and, you know, when he had the four home run game. Yeah, let me explain real quick, Cal. I said his home runs are meaningless. Now, I said that because I rarely see him hit a home run in a big spot. And we were just coming off that Mets series, and you know he, you know, didn't hit a ball, and then hit four home runs in one game against the Braves. Listen, here's the thing: when the Eagles did that last year and they set Saquon, it was a mentality thing. I don't think they thought he was going to get hurt. I think they probably thought he could win the game, you know, win the record, whatever the case may be. But it was a mentality thing. You know, when they did that, they pushed their chips all the way in to win the championship. This team. Sole focus should be winning a championship. Now, I understand it's a record that needs to be broken, and baseball and football are two different entities. I get it. But the thing about it is this, right? It ain't about Kyle Schwarber getting hurt. It's about where your focus at in this time. So you guys don't have, you know, the window ain't going to stay open forever. You have an opportunity right now, golden opportunity. And if I'm Schwarber and I'm Harper, I'm going to get together during the bye week, and I'm getting these guys together. I don't know, you know, maybe throw some darts, shoot some pool, have a drink, whatever the case may be, however you guys do it. And we're going to come up with a master game plan to put this on our shoulders. Because if the Phillies hit runs, they win a championship. It don't matter what the bullpen do, no matter what the starting pitcher do. Let Topper worry about that. I'm getting my lineup together, and I'm saying as a leader of men that this is our opportunity to win a championship. Nothing else should be their sole focus. I didn't like them celebrating the division title a couple days ago, you know, because it gives me the idea that you're happy with where you're at. And this ain't that this year. You are the second seed. You have an opportunity, because I think Milwaukee's fraudulent. I don't even think they're going to make it past the NLDS. So you have an opportunity to have home field throughout. You have 11 victories to get to win a championship. Nothing else should be your sole focus but winning that championship. So that's where I don't think it's a physical thing, and I'm not saying baseball and football are two different things. But when the Eagles did that last year, they said, you know what, we got bigger fish to fry. And that's what the Phillies' mentality should be going into this playoff push right now.
So I agree, Chuck, I agree with a lot of that. I mean, that should be the focus. And Chuck, man, we appreciate the phone call, and you're leading off today. But I don't think they're mutually exclusive things, right? Like, are they going to not be focused to you this weekend because Schwarber's trying to hit some bombs against the Twins?
I don't think so. I think the mentality is, if I hear everything that Chuck is saying,
and that is the most important.
Just, it's different.
Yeah, and again, like, Schwarber's a home run hitter. It's the way his swing is. Like, you know how sometimes a guy goes to the home run derby, like Bohm last year, and you might say, well, it's not even really a home run hitter. It's going to mess up his swing. I mean, this is what Schwarber does every day anyway. He's trying to hit home runs when he gets to the box, into the plate anyway. So I don't think it's going to change anything. I don't think there's a high level of chance he gets hurt. Just one quick thing on Schwarber not hitting big home runs. I mean, the guy's got the fourth most playoff home runs ever. He has 12 home runs as a Philly in the playoffs. He does hit big home runs. I mean, I know the 4-home run game against the Braves was a blowout last night. It was a rout. I get it. We've had a lot of moments this year where he's hit home runs in routes. You hit 56 home runs. Some of them are big home runs. I'm not worried about any of that. He's a big game player. He's going to show up in October. Let him go for this record.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
I think it would be a disaster if they sat him for the fear of getting hurt. Now, when he talked there, he seemed open to whatever Topper wanted. Like, he's not going to.
Yeah, but he really wants to do it.
Of course he does.
You would think he would want to do it for real. Yeah.
That sounded like a man that wanted to break.
It does. It did. Yeah. Now, the fair part he said is he's the low man on the totem pole, right? He DHs. So, again, if Topper wanted to use the DH spot for somebody else, all right. How about this? How about he goes and breaks this the next two or three nights, and they want to give him off Sunday? Screw it. Give him off Sunday.
Yeah.
Let's do that. Aaron in San Diego up on WIP.
Good morning, Philadelphia.
Good morning, up, Aaron.
Man? Hey, to all the pervs out there, just so you know, what? When you're trying to compare Hugh Douglas to some security guard, listen, Hugh Douglas got a shoulders up. He got a headshot of the smoking hot wife. So let's not, you know, can we come down to reality and just be normal instead of being, you know, pervy? I know we're all adults in the room. So
some of us.
Come on. My wife was walking around this morning with a horrified look on her face as she's listening to the YouTube broadcast.
Well, that's mostly you and Hugh's fault. I mean, him for the request and you for sending it. None of the rest of us.
How is it my fault?
Well, you asked for the picture of the man's wife.
No, he said she was smoking
Vaseline
hot, and I said
on me.
She was, and that's all I said.
Yeah,
that's it.
Mm-hmm.
No disrespect.
And then I think there needs to be a round table of all the hosts to discuss the insider who is known as Elliot Shore Parks. I think Elliot, we have to understand that Elliot suffers from a syndrome called a soccer fanboy syndrome, where the sport, if they stub a toe, they miss half the season. I mean, come on, Elliot. Listen, baseball and the playoffs, it's all about who the hot team is. You got to let Schwarber go after the record, number one, because you're going to back the Brinks truck up and pay him all the money. But number two, he's got to stay focused. He's got to stay loose. He can't take too much time off because he may come back cold.
Well, Aaron, of all the things in this particular instance, that's the one that stands out the most. Again, if the Phillies were going to be in the wild card series, right, if they were going to play a game on Tuesday night, that's a different story. Then you might say, hey, Sunday, take the day. We're resting our regulars. We're giving everyone a couple extra days. We got the playoffs starting on Tuesday. That'd be a totally different story. Mm-hmm. That's not the case, Aaron. They're not going to play a game Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday. So he's got plenty of time to sit around and rest up.
Let him grip it and rip it. Let's go for the record. Okay, when he hits that record, he is the epitome of Philadelphia sports. He is just like Jalen Hurts. He's just like Bernie Parent. He is just like Saquon Barkley. He is one of us, and we've got to pay him the money. Now, hey, guys, I have a scenario that I've got to run past you.
Okay.
And it's a sports etiquette thing. So tomorrow I have a business meeting, and the business meeting is actually going to be at a Padres game. Now, I watched on social media, and I understand that it's bad sports etiquette to wear a logo of a team that is not playing. So here is my question. Do I go with Phillies gear on to this Padres game where they're not playing the Padres,
right,
obviously?
Right.
Or do I just go in neutral and play the company role?
No, I think you got to mark your territory. Phillies Padres could be the NLCS in two weeks. You got to let those people know we're coming for them.
Yeah, not only that, I see people all the time at Eagles games with other teams' jerseys. Yeah,
that does upset
it
you.
It doesn't matter.
No,
it's weird.
It kind of upsets
you. But people do it.
I know.
But they still do it.
Yeah.
So it's like it would not be out of place.
Are we
I don't
positive
think.
Aaron wasn't in the That's What's In video? I could see Aaron doing that.
Listen, first of all, Kyle, my voice is too good to be in that video.
Okay?
I'm a singer, man.
No, you seem like we're like a background dancer.
Man, I kind of hope we play the Padres in the LCS just so we get to rev that thing up again. That was amazing. Yeah, Aaron, I would say we're Phillies gear. Mark your territory. Tell them we could see them in 2 weeks. Do you remember that That's What's In, guys?
I do.
It was
somebody's parents.
It was
fathers.
Bad. It was bad, man. It was Every time I see a clip of it, I just die. I mean, they lost the series before the series started because of whatever hell that was.
No rhythm at all whatsoever.
It
rhythmless.
Was incredible.
Philly going down to yellow and brown. That's what's in. Padres on the loose.
The guy in the back.
Let's go, down. Goose. That's what's in.
Yeah, that
Bryce going to lose, and Manny's going to cruise. That's what's in. Give Philly no slack and send them back.
Aaron might know those guys.
Yeah,
I mean, he didn't say anything about that. He could be neighbors with them. He could be friends. Who knows? Let's talk to Chris in Middletown. What's up, Chris?
Good morning, man.
Good morning, Chris.
What's up, man?
Hey, what Aaron didn't tell you is he wasn't in the video, but he was the one that wrote the lyrics for that song.
He wrote the lyrics.
You know, again, possible. Very possible.
Yeah. Any sort of nonsense is possible when it comes to that Joker Charger fan. But, guys, let's get to Elliott because he is as dumb as a box of rock.
Mm.
I mean, and Hugh Douglas, you're to blame for this insanity.
What do you mean?
Because you keep promoting this nonsense.
There are no such things as bad takes.
No, but no, and you're right. There's no such thing as a bad take, but there is a take where you shouldn't live your truth. And Elliott's living his
truth. Live your truth, Elliott. Every take is living your truth.
No.
Mm-mm. No, because you know what? It's nonsense. It's opinion. It's not truth. You, it's opinion. And
well, it's his opinion,
that.
Which he feels is the truth.
Yeah, but it is kind of
even dumber for believing that.
It's a good point. Like, it is kind of an oxymoron to say your truth. Like, there is one objective truth.
Yes, and the rest,
and
is,
the rest
your
is your opinion.
No, it's more like facts.
Yeah, well,
yeah, right, correct. Truth.
Which
is the objective truth.
Which is why we're trying to fight you on the Jalen Hurts play calling.
That's your truth.
Yeah, there's one. There's one of those.
Like, the fact was Kevin Petullo called all the plays on Sunday.
I don't believe that.
Yeah, of course you don't, because that's your truth.
No, see, you're just trying to pull us down to your rabbit hole of nonsense. So I'm not going to go there. But guys, let's lock back in here. So, Ask ChatGPT what the odds of him getting hurt was, and it said Schwarber's injury odds are less than 2% that he's going to get hurt by playing these remaining games.
Seems high.
That's actually a little higher than I anticipated. Yeah, I would hope it's less than 1%. But
here's the thing. Of course, like, we all need to stay focused here. Of course he needs to go for the record. I personally don't care about the record. I mean, great for him. That's a thing for him. But for me, it's more about the things we always talk about with whether they get the bye or not. It's the team staying in rhythm, keeping their timing, keeping locked in on pitch recognition. And, guys, the most important thing is we're not talking about a contact hitter. We're talking about power hitter. And we know power hitter sluggers are streaky. So if he's going to get hot down the stretch and break this record, that is a very good sign that he's locked in for the postseason, which gives us greater likelihood of success. So I'm all about that. And we know time off can disrupt that. That's what made it even crazier that Sosa came back after time off and did what he did last night. And guys, the last point I have about this is, of course, Topper wants Schwarber to break the record. And he's being a little selfish, and I'm okay with it. He wants him to break Ryan's record because Ryan Howard's home run was Charlie's record, too. That was Charlie's guy. Schwarbs is Thompson's guy. So his guy breaks the record. That puts their names in the record books. More importantly, you know, Schwarber will be in the record books, but he gets a little asterisk that he was the one that greenlighted it. So I'm okay with it. Slug away, Mr. Schwarber. And Hugh Douglas,
just
stop. Just no more nonsense today, okay?
Live your true value.
I think that's a good way to go about it. Hugh, just stop. All right,
live your true value.
Stop. 215. No, why? Why are you entertaining the foolishness?
Because I like the fact that Elliot, when he says something, he says it with conviction.
I love Elliot. Elliot's great, but doesn't mean he's even close to right.
I never said he was right.
No, but
what we have
to do to each other is demean each other when we disagree.
You are nowhere near combative enough for me.
I know. Once in a while, you got to tell someone you're wrong, dummy. I mean, it's not that hard. People do it to me every day.
I am very combative on Twitter
and
social media.
Okay, well, then where is that?
What is that?
Can I get that energy right here?
This is a safe space.
Tell people they're dumb.
It's a safe space for Kyle and I, not for you.
It's a safe space for us.
Yeah.
This is like family time.
It is, but once in a while.
Don't families have to tell each other their dopes sometimes?
Yes. I mean, and I tell y'all that every day, but I do it in a nice way. I try to get y'all to vibrate on my level every day, but y'all just don't
want
to.
Well, we're in a different frequency than you.
Y'all just don't want to raise y'all level.
We have vision. Our third eye is open.
Yep.
I try to get it open.
Vibrating on a higher frequency.
215-592-9494. All right, coming up next, your phone calls, and we'll be joined by Aria Hughes. Her take on this, and we'll get to big injury news coming out of the Eagles yesterday. And what should they do now? I mean, Nolan Smith gone for at least 4 weeks. We'll talk about it next. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.